Blog Talk Radio.
I love sharing what I know
And it takes me a while for people to know, but I thank you, everybody. I mean, I'm getting new downloads every day all over the world, not even country, all over the world. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You know I'm stupid, but you know I love you. And I'm always going to try to bring education. You know, being a Sagittarius, I'm a Sag. We love learning, and I love learning. So, and I love sharing what I learn. So I love my country. I got to say, I mean, you know, I've always had to be this tough single mom, so, you know, I love my kids, you know, they knew it. I get vulnerable with, like, 5 people in my life. 3 of them is my kids, the other 2 are now 6, and my 3 grand. You know, I don't really show my sweet side, but you know what, it's real life is really real good life is really all about living from your sweet side. So, you know, I mean, I've always been that way, but I've always had to put that shield up because motherfuckers always trying to take advantage of you. As soon as they think your kindness is weakness. So, God say, hey, 55, I need you to live from that sweet side. So that means everybody, you got to reevaluate all your relationships. Because you live for your sweet side, niggas that know you, say, oh, you even more vulnerable than you were before. No, no, no. That's why you can't fuck with them people. And I don't know about you, but 2020 is all about redoing the redo of the redo of the shit you thought you'd never redo. So, I love my country. And I love Black History Month. Okay, they're giving us a month. You may not hear it on the History Channel, but you most definitely will hear it here every day for an hour and a half. Woo! Black History Month. We're going to talk about the different black people shit. And, you know, I'm a one-woman operation because nobody will go to sfjfamilieservices.org and sign up to help me do some shit. I'm a one-woman operation trying to keep it all afloat, running my business, and trying to kick the knowledge. So, like I said, I'm just not going to die a dead nigga. I'm going to do my best, like those beautiful people that made me, to leave some kind of legacy out there in the world to say, yes, black people, I loved you. Here's my proof. Just like my dad, I could go Google my dad, and I could hear his voice right now. That's a beautiful thing. Not very many people are blessed like that. So my grandkids will be able to say, I can go listen to my crazy-ass grandma because this ain't never going nowhere. So I love you, Elijah, Chuggy Boo Boo, and Lovey Dubby, Danny Babes. And that would be Fernando Elijah Brown. And the cutest one, Christopher Edward Beaver. That's my middle grandson. And the best, born on my birthday with the best name fucking ever, Jeremiah Jace Beaver. Jeremiah Jace. I'm like, that nigga, he's going to be Jeremiah Jace. That nigga's on the case. And he's going to be something great. That name, drop Beaver. Change your name, Jeremiah Jace. I don't like my daughter right now, but she picked some great names, just like I did, you know. And it's Jessica with a Y, and of course it's Jeremiah with a Y, born on his grandmother's birthday. That's why he will always be the shit, Jeremiah Jace. December 16th will go down forever. Anyway, I love my country because I love these little black boys. That because of me, they live in my 3 sons. These people, they know I'm busy, but they want to text me. My 3 sons, my 3 grandsons, I'm so blessed. I love this country. And so where we left off yesterday, we left off at Section 2 of Article 1. We know that our beautiful Constitution, and I've been reading it through it today, and I'm going to go through it all today. I'm going to finish it today. And then we're going to meet again tomorrow because these idiots are going to try to defend this orange idiot tomorrow. So I just can't wait to see what that's all about. Okay? So I can't wait for that. So remember our beautiful Constitution. I read through it today. You know, it's amazingly simple. Okay? I help contractors build houses and shit. You would think the Constitution would be half as complicated as a contract to build a fucking house. Oh, no, 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 no. It's very simple. And see, the beauty of the Constitution, just like the framers, and I'm just, you know, that was a long time ago. I'm going to be so happy when I talk about the framers and all that shit and the whatever. I'm going to be happy that I'm no longer a slave when I talk about these guys. Because they did have a, you know, you got to look beyond all the fucked up shit you did to get what you want, right? Yeah, because their idea was great. It was beautiful. But the fucked up shit they did to get what they want, somebody got to pay for that. So I'm like, not me, not us. We didn't do it. Right? So I'm chilling. Civil War, who? Who are you talking about? And Stacey, yeah. Hopefully Comcast ain't going to go down. Because I'm going to be watching it and eat popcorn. Civil War, who? And please let a nigga show up at my door. Who? Civil who? What? I'm on the government side. Because chances are Trump going to be the Confederacy, okay? I'm with Lincoln. But I ain't fighting. Love my country. So when we last talked about the Constitution, we were on Section 2 of Article 1, and the very last thing of that says that the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker, the beautiful Nancy Pelosi, and their officers. And I think Hakeem, our boy, say, if you don't know, now you know, he's one of the big boys in the House, and shall have sole power of impeachment. So that's the end, the very last sentence of Article 2. Okay, so we end Article 3, and it talks about the Senate. So we have the legislature, the House of Representatives, the House, the Congress. Because when I think about Congress, for some reason, I only think about Congress, you know, the 100 folks, the 2 per state, the 100 people. I never think House of Representatives is Congress, you know? So I always got to departmental. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's Congress, but they call those, they're Congress, but the House is also Congress. All right, so Senate. Think about the Senate, I only think about it. So the Senate and the House are the two parts of our Congress. All right, so the Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof for 6 years. So they, like Romney, they say, oh, Romney ain't tripping. Romney can go against Bro because he got 5 more years, right? And see, the thing about it with me is that they should put term limits that, you know, if you can do 6 years just like president, you could only do 2 terms. Because, I mean, everybody's so old. You know, I mean, the founding fathers, let's keep presidents within 10 years of the founding fathers. Let's keep it. I mean, no age discrimination, but shit, they not going, ain't no job going to hire your 70-year-old ass older than Walmart. And now you here making life decisions, talking about I can't have an abortion, and you ain't had good sperm for at least 20 years. And you talk about my vagina. See, 2020, the next 10 years, America is going to change drastically, and it's just beautiful. And so that's why I want my people to find somehow, some way, if you can't do it as a group like every other race of people in this country, do it individually. Help yourself. Help yourself. Try to figure out a way to help yourself. There are so many beautiful ways to help yourself. But the first way to do it is to understand that you can help yourself. I mean, me as a child growing up in South Central Los Angeles, the youngest of 11, it was programmed. You know, 12 years of private school, you know, and that was a sacrifice for my parents. Shit. Uniform every day. Okay? Clean, pressed, ironed. And and your mama paying for school, nigga, you ain't getting no C. C mean I'll see you in your room with a belt. You getting A's when mama paying, daddy paying. Shit, and I even paid for my own after my father passed away. Through, well, I didn't. I got Social Security. I used that to pay for my high school. But my daddy still covered me when he passed away. So, yeah, it was programmed. You going to college, whatever, whatever. It worked for my older siblings because, you know, some of my older siblings, I'm very proud of their careers. When it, and there's a few I'm very proud of them as I would want to, I want to be like them. There's about three of them. You know, so my parents, as far as what they produced for this world, they didn't produce a bunch of lazy, good-for-nothing-ass, non-productive children. So, you know, but we had the benefit of having that kind of parent. Mold broke, okay? Mold broke. So I just try to do what I can do to say, hey, I never always, and I got fired. I mean, I could have just trucked it out and let me get another job. No, I decided I'm never getting nobody's another job. And it wasn't like, oh, it's so easy. No, I was homeless for a while, okay? It was not easy. But I was willing to do whatever I had to do to get my freedom. And you know, some about that is probably in your genes. You will do whatever you need to do, black person, to get your freedom. So, now that I'm an older individual, deciding that I can do something to help people out here in this world, then that's what I'm going to do. But I feel we can't just be floating around not knowing the rules of our country. I mean, it feel good. Ignorance is bliss, but you know, shit. When I was listening to them today, oh, this is Article 1. My power is in Article 1. Well, shit, you listen to me now, you know exactly what bro talking about. Article 1 gives the House of Representatives the power to impeach the president. So for the president to be talking about, oh, this improper, you trying to steal, you, hey, bro. This very simple document called the Constitution gives me that right to do that. Now, I have a caller, and what I'm going to do, I want you to hold just for a minute because I need to take a quick break and, what do they say, pay for, no, we don't have to pay for nothing, but we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play your favorite song, and then I'm going to be back and answer your question. Constitution, we love America. And you know what? As black people, we don't say we love America. We don't get out there and carry torches and shit because we don't have to. There would be no big U, period, big S, period, without little U.S. I'll be right back, bros. I promise.
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What you want to say? I know it's something good.
Hey, you went to school in South Central?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Was it there at the 6th and Slauson at Marcus Garvey?
I'm a little older than that, and my parents were a little too radical for me. They were more into Jesus than Marcus Garvey. So I went to a Catholic school, the Church of the Transfiguration for grammar
mm-hmm.
school, and then St. Mary's Academy in Englewood for high school.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, that school that they done there at 6th and Slauson, that Onion and Palmer done, that's an excellent school. It was, at least in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. I know just what you're talking about, too. And I think
mm-hmm.
before I moved to Sacramento, it was like getting closed down. So
it's still going.
Is it really?
It's still going. Yeah.
Since Slauson.
When did you move? How long ago was that?
Oh, I've been out of Southern California for about 24 years now.
Yeah, no, it's still going on. I went there and videotaped the classrooms from
uh-huh.
preschool up to the high school.
Nice.
Because it's what I liked going around the country videotaping all black excellent school, and that was one of the most excellent schools I ever witnessed in Marcus Garvey.
You know what? Los Angeles has a lot of excellent, needless to say,
mm-hmm.
a lot of excellent, you know, everything as a, well, in contrast to where I live right now, Los Angeles is not afraid to help you prosper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is afraid. You know, if you can get the right photos, Los Angeles is not afraid. You know, but
yeah.
Earthquakes got me out of there. But as far as that is concerned,
they would scare you. Yeah.
Say it again?
I said it would kind of scare a person, wouldn't it, an earthquake?
Oh, and I had little babies, you know, and myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was doing good. I mean, I had my own business and everything, and I could move, so I just left. It's like, I'm too scared. If I'm scared, they're going to be scared. And, yeah.
You know, you was talking about the Constitution. I think you was on an article, or you on Amendment number 2?
Oh, no. We just started, so I'm on the article.
Okay. Well,
we're going to say to the amendments, the Constitution has 7 articles, and we're going to work our way all the way down.
When you get to the amendments, like First Amendment and Second Amendment, First Amendment is very interesting, and I think people don't understand it.
Well, You know what? We're going to do our very best to help people understand it because, you know, just like most things, oh, that was a long time ago. And, you know, now with things going on the way.
No, it's still pervert today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd have a better understanding of what's going on today if we understood that. And it's
they don't study. They don't study it in school.
You know, and, okay, so speaking of schools, my whole program now is, as far as us in schools, is that, you know, the
mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey thing is good. And my thing with our people in schools is that we really seriously need to get some kind of technical schools going like they had back in the old days, you know, because
mm-hmm.
these kids had to use their hands. Because you know what, going to college, and I don't know if you listened when I was talking about Claude Anderson and all of that. You know, we teaching our kids, just like my mom taught me, get an education so you can get a job, you know. And
well, it depends on what kind of job you want. Because if it depends on the jobs, because black students with STEM graduates are getting hired
there
up like
right.
hotcakes.
Right. There you go. And see, you said the right thing because I may be 55, but back in the 80s, I was just that. I was a black woman that had a degree in engineering. So I got hired.
What area of engineering?
Electrical.
Okay.
I got every job I wanted, and when I didn't want a job, I didn't feel I had to get one. You know,
mm-hmm.
and see, that's my point today. For about 20 years, we kind of skipped that. We kind of jumped over that, and that's a saving grace. And I'm in construction. My business is construction services. So I was a structure
steel erector for about four decades. I erected office buildings and bridges.
See, you know how much money you make in construction.
Yeah, I had my own company doing it
right.
after I done it in the field
right.
for a period of time. Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
And my goal is to take the skills that I've learned now 10 years running my business to say, hey, I mean, I didn't know how to be an estimator. I just know I had a degree. And a set of construction drawings looks a whole lot like an electrical schematic,
mm-hmm.
a whole lot like it, and I can figure this out. And that's exactly what I did. And I've been in this business doing estimates, project management, teaching all kind of courses. I'm like, there's no reason why I can't do this now and maybe get some help from you with your steel erection, right? And teach this in the high schools, in the junior highs, because I know, and I've done it personally here in Sacramento, they have programs called BUILD. If you're in SoCal, check it out, because I'm not sure.
Well, you know, at one organization, the National Society of Black Engineers does a tremendous job with getting African-American kids prepared for the STEM field. Matter of fact, in their last three national conventions in 2017, 18, and 19, in 2017 and 18, they had national conventions in Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Northwood Grumman?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Northrop Grumman hired 2 years in a row over 400 STEM graduates right off the convention floor. And just last March, Lockheed Martin, out of the 15,000, they hired over 400 off the convention floor, plus the other 1,000 that was being hired by other corporations from Boeing.
I got to stop you there because those are the ones that had the background, family members, experience, leg up, whatever, to get into those programs.
Oh, no, not, you know, not Nesby. Anybody can get in Nesby.
No. See, that's what I'm that's what I'm saying. From what I do every day as a OSHA trainer, I train OSHA. I teach OSHA.
Mm-hmm.
They have BUILD programs for junior highs and high schools. And I've taught a lot of junior high and high schools. So what they do in the BUILD program, they take kids from junior high and high school, and they get them together. They teach them. They basically build a mini home, and they show them all the aspects of construction. They get taught everything. I teach them OSHA. They get a certification. But here in Northern California, all of the classes that I've taught from Sacramento, here in Sacramento, all the way up to Fairfield, which is almost, you know, on the way to San Francisco, in those classes, there was not one African-American child. Not one.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about out there, but NSBE has over 30,000 members. And as I said at that convention last March in Detroit, they had 15,000.
That individual build program is a program that's in the public school system, but the school has to bring it in, you see?
Yeah. Let me tell you how they do it out there. They have Saturday classes that's in conjunction with the University of Missouri and Express Scripts, and they must bring in at least 400 students on Saturday morning at 9 to about 1, and they take them through different workshops where they have hands-on, you know, assortment of things, from everything from dissecting frogs and wiring up robots. I have worked with some on the Saturdays at the university workshops. And these kids are as young as the third grade. But
right.
I worked with some showing them how to do bridges, the principles of bridges. But
that's an excellent way to get them started, you know. But
how far are you from Oakland?
About an hour and a half.
Now, there's another fellow there that's got an organization called Oakland Youth First. And his name is Matthew Graves. And he has about 15 flight simulators inside his facility where he bring in young African-American kids, and they sit them there at them simulators and let them learn the principles of flight and operating airplanes. And he also has boats.
What's
his
organization's name again, you say?
Oakland Youth First.
Okay. I got you. I'm going to – okay. So,
all right, I'm going to let you go. Oh, by the way, I'm a Donald Trump supporter, and I voted for him. But that's all right. We're working for the same thing.
Hey, you people can vote for whomever they want to vote for. I didn't vote, okay? So that's
I voted for the issues. I voted for the issues myself.
Okay,
and let me tell you something else. When you get into
issues,
a different
– you can't go now. You can't go now. You voted for the issues. Here are the issues. I would love to hear your perspective.
Some of the main issues was school choice, where a parent can put their child in any educational environment that they feel is best for their child, and the money follows the child. That's one thing.
Okay.
Terrorists was another. Of course, the taxes. Business tax rate went down to 21%. Also, personal income tax rate went down. The standard deduction for marriage filing jointly went from $12,000 to $24,000. So that's just two.
You married, that's good, right?
Yeah, that's
know,
part of the function of family.
You know, people ain't getting married no more.
Well, I don't know what to tell them.
To get them to get married. But, okay, so.
I'm a strong Second Amendment proponent. Donald Trump has said he's going to work for nationwide concealed carry. So when I was to drive out, say, Missouri and go into Illinois, I have to take my gun and put it in the trunk.
Right, got you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are issues that are important to you as an individual, it appears.
They are my interest, yes.
Okay. So can I assume you're African-American?
Yes, black African-American.
Okay, of black African-American. You know, I call myself Native Black. That's my new stuff, but they don't have that on the little checkbox yet. So,
I think they might have it on the 2020.
See,
so they're going to break it down. Yeah, they're going to break it down for 2020.
Now, I see your individual, your issues, but can you maybe think with me enough on this level that although you as an individual, I mean, I'm with you on a business tax issue because I'm a business owner, you know? And as a black African-American, there's only one out of 130 of us in this luxurious position, okay?
Any position you're in?
School choice, has that worked out? Did he keep that promise?
Yeah, she's working on that. She's taking money out of some program that's been around for a long time and have not produced what they was expected to do, and she's putting the money to entice school districts to offer parents, offer their members, that option.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. What I would like to begin to do, beginning 2 weeks ago when I started speaking like this, and especially to my African-American black people, is that although there are some of us out there that have choice and it's cool, maybe about 99% of us aren't like you and me. So I'm trying to take what I have that's really great that I can say, you know,
mm-hmm.
what I would want.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people have it, but they don't use it. For instance, like the state of Missouri, its state legislature passed a statute that says that the curriculum, the books, and the instructional material can be whatever that local district wanted to be, and the state board of education cannot mandate anything out of them. And that puts all the power within the hands of the people who control the school boards. So they can have whatever they want to it in their school district. People just don't utilize those rights.
I got one, but do they know?
Well, they know the lyrics to some of these songs, which I can't even understand.
Oh, that's not an excuse. Come on now. Do they know? And just like, you know, yeah, that's to me, that sounds like, okay, y'all free. Okay. But we ain't got mm-hmm. no money.
Well, there's been organizations that was, BAO, Black Educational Options, Black Americans Educational Options used to work in many cities trying to help people to utilize choice. I know they did once again back in St. Louis, but it's up to the legislatures in those states. But you have an entity like school, like your teachers' unions, for instance, NAACP, they are totally against school choice.
I mean, my kids are, you know, late 20s. They fresh, as far as I'm concerned, out of public school because I didn't do like my mama, okay? They didn't go to private school. Mm-hmm. I mean, our school system is not teaching anybody. They weren't teaching my kids. So I really, and then my daughter with my oldest grandson, it's always a fight because she don't want to mm-hmm. get him put on drugs. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's kind of what and my daughter went to a charter school, and my sons could have gone too, but they were like, no, mom, that's gay. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, so my daughter didn't go to a traditional, so I had choice where I lived, to mm-hmm. where I could put my daughter in traditional, regular high school, or she went to a very nice charter school. But again,
well, you know,
I had the choices mm-hmm. I made in life. I had that option to do that. So all I want you to do is try to agree with me and maybe come on board with me that we as black people, you know, just like they say, oh, you got this choice, you got that choice. We don't help each other out enough to say, oh, you got this choice. And then maybe we can begin to, like I'm doing, just using my voice and using the talents that God's given me to support myself, to say, mm-hmm. hey, I've got some options for you, and I'm willing to help you and direct you and show you. You know, and
well,
all
you
I'm
know
saying,
why come, you know why come that don't happen? Because all blacks not the same. And when you move up, well, you're absolutely right, but you hear people say that, why come blacks don't come? Well, black people not the same. And they
okay,
have different
so for
interests.
Black History Month, I hope you listen because I'm going to go over why, okay, we're not like Asians. We're not like Latinos. We're not like Russians. We're not. There is a whole psychology of reason why. So, I mean, you're my brother, okay? You can't be like everybody else. And throw
well, you can't say that to them. You can't say that to them.
Come
you can't
on,
say that about them.
You
can't say that about them first and second generation Nigerians that's born here.
Oh, no, no, no. They're, come on. They don't treat Africans like they treat us. They will give an African
how you know,
a job.
You, how you know who's who? Yeah, but how you know who's who?
You don't know. I'm an African for me. Come on, man. Oh, and they know that they not me. See, I've had the luxury of being a real black in corporate society, and I chose not to deal with that.
I understand. You teach OSHA.
Say it again?
You teach OSHA class? Do you teach 5810 by chance?
I
have a grant.
500? No, I teach 510.
Yeah, 5810 is for oil and gas. I have a grandson that's in LSU. He's doing gas and petroleum engineering.
Man, OSHA got so many. That's my goal this year. OSHA has so many offshoots because I just got for the construction industry, so I can do OSHA, National OSHA, every state for all construction.
Yeah, and it's lucrative too. You can make a lot of money doing that. Yeah.
Oh right. See, okay, so there you go. And my whole point is to say, I'm a girl from South Central Los Angeles. That had a whole lot of luck. And I'm taking this luck, and I'm going to try to help people with this luck. And I really hope people like you, that you may not call it luck, but we, you know, like one out of 130 of us are business owners. That's something to be proud of. But then
it is, awesome. But it's a lot of work, ain't it?
Hey, I'll take this any day and then punch in the clock. I will.
It's a lot of work.
You know, I will. I'm sorry.
When you got to meet those payrolls, my payroll is $250,000.
If you do it right. And see, I've always had a small business. See, I don't.
Yeah.
I did a big business this past three and a half years, and I shut it all down at the end of the last. I'm like, I don't need to do all
that. Yeah. Once that business starts, it's like giving birth to a child. It's
hey,
on.
Right. So now is I get more satisfaction out of taking everything that I've learned and teaching other people out of it, because that's what I do. I mean, I teach online classes all day long from my house.
That's great.
I can give it away to the kids and teach them a trade. Because
that's
on top of this, the industry is dying. They all old. Or, thanks to Donald Trump, they all getting deported. Okay? So I'm trying to.
That's a good thing. It makes a way for your kids.
Hey, but who's going to teach them? Who's going to go out and get your black kid and teach him construction? That's
need
my whole
more
point.
People, need
way,
more people like yourself.
That's my whole point. They have this build program that I've been involved in for 2 years, teaching everybody but black people in these public schools now.
You're absolutely right.
So my goal is to, I want to get my own build program in these schools under my name, because I can teach every trade. I could teach them drywall, framing, flooring, electrical. I could do it all. I could teach them how to be admin, like me, construction services, or I can send them out there with some of my clients and teach them how to be hands-on. So that's the goal.
You know, there's an organization in St. Louis, the Demetrius Johnson Foundation. What he done, he got with some contractors. And they came in and redone the building, painting the drywall. They brought in some brothers. You know, had problems, and they worked and learned. Then they gave them jobs.
Right.
And one contractor
was
so dedicated, he picked up one person, took them to work, and brought them home.
I got one of my clients, ex-convict, felon, in Philly, has a couple of developments now, and in April, he's going to start building on this development. And so, you know.
Oh, you want me to tell you what you need to look at, too? Tiny homes.
Right. That's what the kids do at the build program.
Guess what? You can, you get your material list. You get your warehouse.
You sound like the kind of person I need.
Well, let me tell you, let me finish. I know this is exciting. Get your warehouse and start building those as modulars. You know what I'm saying? You build them as modules, and you go out in the field. Now, you know, what's really ideal is people put them on trailer frames where they're mobile. But, you know, you recently heard that story where those black women was occupying that one building and they got put out. And you had all these people came out and protested in favor of them. Well, why come they didn't build them a tiny house? You're only talking about a couple thousand, maybe $3,000.
Hey, you know what? I've looked them up. I've seen them from anywhere from $5,000 on a trailer to $10,000, $15,000, $12,000. It depends on how nice you want. Yep.
There you go.
Yep. So
and you can have a lucrative market.
Hands-on, like they did in the 70s, you know, Caltech, right? Wasn't that
There's been a lot of places like that.
College that they closed down in Compton or South Central when I was a little girl. They taught them all the trades.
Now, I was from the Midwest in the St. Louis area, but from time to time I came out there to see that school. But there's some, and for whatever you do, check out Oakland Youth first. Matthew Graves, you can see him on YouTube. And he's doing an excellent thing.
And I hope you call often, and we can talk more on maybe how you can volunteer some time, talk to some of the little kids about your experience. Okay?
I tell you what, since you didn't get mad at me because I voted for Donald Trump, you were professional about it and so on. I'll help you do that. You got my phone number. Hey, I tell you what, write this number down. You got the area code, right?
I got you.
All right, you want 677-4953. That's my cell phone. 677. Yeah.
All right, I will. And your name?
Okay. My name is Pianki. Pianki. Pianki.
Nice, like that. Yes, we'll talk. We'll talk soon. I'm going to take a break. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
be safe. Bye-bye.
Talk to you. Yes, sir. All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to take a quick break. Cool Cat, and have you listen to some Cool Cats. Mama, take a break. playing twice, but it did. Wow, that was cool, folks. All right, so let me have a little, you know how you had a guest on and then you wait for the guest to leave, then you talk shit about the guest? That's how they do it on TV. But no, very smart man, very interesting conversation. And, yeah, there's a lot of programs out there, here, there, and everywhere. It's like there's a lot of people like me, you know, advocating for black people. But my thing is, okay, we got to get some kind of organized situation going. And when we get to getting into black history, you know, all people say black people don't stick together. Well, there's a psychology. You know, there's a psychology behind that. And so what I want to focus on these next couple of days is this impeachment, the articles involved in the Constitution, because the articles are pretty much the rules of the game for us, you know, as a country. It's the rules of the game. Okay, so there's only seven, okay? And we talked about Article 2, which ended with the very last sentence, the House has the power to impeach, okay? So Section 3, and in Article 1, there are 10 sections, so we're going to fly through these because it just gives this and that and something else. So Section 3 of Article 1 talks about the Senate, tells about the legislature. 2 senators per state. And then it's talking about immediately after they shall be assembled in consequence of the first election. I think that's probably because that don't really sound... They shall be divided as equally as may be into 3 classes. The seats of the senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year of the second class, of the expiration of the fourth year, and the third class. I don't know how that applies to us today, okay, but I'll look into that. It says, no person shall be senator who shall not have attained age 30 years old. For a House, you can be 25. Senate, you need to be 30 years old or 9 years a citizen. And that's why I was riffing on yesterday, that if our founding fathers thought that not being from America, right, how that works, because nobody was from America when America was created, they probably would have left that part out or something. I don't know. Okay, so 30 years, 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state for which they shall be chosen. So you got to be from your chosen state as a senator. So you see a nigga move somewhere, lay there for a month, and then carpetbagger, senator, whatever. You know, and to me in 2020, it's all this government shit is more like, you know, a game that you just play, get in the game. And, you know, yeah, we do a little government, but most of it is just the perks, right? Donald Trump's the show, you nigga. This is about the perks, nigga. Okay. The Vice President of the United States shall be President of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided, right? So, the vice president comes and breaks the tie. We've seen that before. The Senate shall choose their officers and also a president pro temp in the absence of the vice president or when he shall exercise the office of president of the United States. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all implements. The Senate shall have the power, okay, so to try all implements. So in our impeachment process, the House gives us the power to impeach. But, yes, like we are right now in the Senate, we're trying that, okay? So the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, okay? When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present. Okay, so 2/3 for him to be convicted, 2/3 of those folks have to agree. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office. Okay, so judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to remove from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor. So you've heard them say that today. Okay, so disqualification to hold any, to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. So they left that last, but you know, we convict you, we going after Mick. We going after all of you criminals. Because once I impeach you, okay, I can go after you. So, section 4. The times, places, and manner holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. So, we're going to stop it there. We're going to light it up again tomorrow. We're going to watch this impeachment defense of this president all day tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope people like our bro call in. We love to discuss things that involve black people. You know I love black people. Yes, I do very well. But my goal in life is to see that every black person does very well. So start by sharing the knowledge that I know, that I think that you need to know about your country, the country that you built, boo-boo. All right, have a good Friday. It's teeny time, and I will see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, my boo-boo.
Müdigkeit ist eine Voraussetzung für gechilltes Spiel. Thank you. starts to stop. The raven of the nostrils. When I do call him suck. Heavy bullet. Stone fungi. Stone fungi for the stool. Heavy bullet was took down.
Say so.
Stone fungi for the stool. Heavy bullet was took down.
Say so.
Country. We love America. We gotta love America. You always love what you make. It's in our blood, bro.